Good morning. Today is September 25th, and you're listening to OK OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. God's promise to us today is those who obey are wise. And Jesus said, "Not all people who sound religious are really godly. They may refer to me as Lord, but they still won't enter the kingdom of heaven. The decisive issue is whether they obey my Father in heaven. Anyone who listens to my teaching and obeys me is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on rock." That's Matthew 7, 21, 24 through 25. In order for us to be able to obey, communication and relationship are necessary. We can't obey when we don't know the rules. People who are believers are constantly seeking to know God better so they can obey Him. I find it fascinating that even in obedience, all believers don't look alike. God gives us enough room for a range of choices in some areas. Unfortunately, many today are mixed up about those areas, and some try to make sin an option or a lifestyle choice. Other issues, such as how we school our children, how we worship or spend our money, offer us many options, and each of us can be in God's will, even though we may do these things in a bit different way. We are responsible to know God's word in order to know sin as well as God's guidance. Then we're responsible to obey. We need to pray that our children will be clear about what is really sin and will understand those areas in which God allows freedom. Pray that your children will seek God's guidance sincerely and will obey what He says, for then their lives will be built on solid rock. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, true believers obey You. Give my child the desire to obey You. I pray that she will thirst after a relationship with You that will help her to communicate with You and read Your word, so that she'll know what to do in order to obey You. Give her discernment so that she doesn't condemn others in areas where You've allowed for freedom. Give my child that sort of spiritual maturity, Lord. You promise that those who hear Your teaching and obey it are like people who build homes on solid rock. Help my child to build her life on the solid rock of Your word. May she not only bear Your teaching, but also listen and obey. I pray that my child's house will stand against the torrents, floodwaters, and winds. Thank You, Lord, for the promise that her life will not collapse when it's built on such solid rock. We ask these things in Your name. Amen.